Good morning and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book study. My name is Donna W. and I am a recovered compulsive overeater. Today is Wednesday, January 15th. Today we are reading from the Big Book and we are at page 71 at the first paragraph. We're in a new chapter into action today. The paragraph starts with having made our personal inventory through one paragraph ending program of recovery mentioned in the previous chapter. All right, today's readers are, we have the 12 steps, Joanne L., 12 traditions, Jan L., for the Big Book reading is Shelley E., the Vision for You, Luann C., and backup is Janice P.M. Newcomer greeter is Alex K., and announcements is Jody E. or Shelley E. And thank you all for your service today. Oh, the reference numbers for Tuesday, January 14th are 10 a.m. Eastern Time is 22,077. That's 22,077. And for today's 7 a.m. Eastern Time is 22,079. That's 229. The OA preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose. OA's fifth tradition states, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive eater who still suffers. At a Vision for You Big Book study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive eating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and the 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. I now ask Joanne L. to please read the 12 steps of OA.
Good morning. Thank you, Donna, for your service today, and thank you, everybody on the line, especially the newcomers. I am Joanne L. from Rhode Island, and I am recovering one day at a time. The 12 steps of Overeaters Anonymous. One, we admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. Two, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Three, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. Four, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. Five, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrong. Six, were entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. Seven, humbly asked Him to remove our shortcomings. Eight, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. Nine, made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10, continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11, sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. Excuse me. And number 12, having had a spiritual awakening as the result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. Thank you, and I pass.
Thank you, Joanne L. Next up is Jan L. of Overeaters Anonymous.
Good morning. This is Jan L. in Florida. And these are the 12 traditions. One, our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. Two, for our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God as He may express Himself and our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. 3, the only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. 4, each group should be autonomous except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. 5, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. 6, an OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7, every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8, Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9, OA as such ought never be organized. We may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10, Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues. Hence, the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11, our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, film, television, and other public media of communication. 12, anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. Thank you for everyone on the line who's serving and for letting me serve. Pat.
Thank you, Jen. Now our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature, then stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we are discussing, and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive eaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year, and for readers is 6 months. There is no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. Once you are done sharing, let us know by saying pass, then press star 1 to mute your phone. To have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speaker should be muted. Today, we resume our study of the Big Book. We're on page 71 on the first paragraph, starting with, having made our personal inventory, what shall we do about it? Through one paragraph, finishing with, mentioned in the preceding chapter. All right, so now I ask Shelley E. to please read and comment on that paragraph.
Thank you so much. Good morning, my fellows. I'm Shelley E., a recovered compulsive overeater in Arlington, Texas. The Big Book, page 72. Chapter 6, Into Action. Having made our personal inventory, what shall we do about it? We've been trying to get a new attitude, a new relationship with our Creator, and to discuss the obstacles in our path. We've admitted certain defects. We've ascertained in a rough way what the trouble is. We've put our finger on the weak items in our personal inventory. Now, these are about to be cast out. This requires action on our part, which, when completed, will mean that we have admitted to God, to ourselves, to another human being, the exact nature of our defects. This brings us to the fifth step in the program of recovery. This brings us to the fifth step in the program of recovery mentioned in the preceding chapter. Again, Shelley E., recovered compulsive overeater. I have written at the very top of my book, chapter 6, Into Action, and I have in parentheses, not into thinking. And I'm sure that is alluding to the fact that my thinking had at this point, and still can, done nothing but gotten me into trouble. When I read this paragraph, I did it when I went through the very first time, and I do it with my sponsees. I have them read this in the first person. Probably most of you have heard that, but I do think that it's very effective in that way. I've been trying to get a new attitude, a new relationship with my Creator, and to discover the obstacles in my path. I also have notation here. We've been trying to get a new attitude, which is step 1, a new relationship with our Creator, two, and to discover the obstacles in our path. Lastly, the things I have written, and this comes up in a couple of paragraphs. This takes humility, fearlessness, and honesty. Those are three things that I know I did not have when I came into program. I'd like to have thought I did, but I didn't. So at this point, when I came to this page my very first time, I had written my inventory and realized a little bit at this point how I'd been speaking, what I would like to call victimese. And then when I folded that page on that outline that we're asked to fill out, and when I folded that page and got rid of, you know, the part that they had done and saw my quote-unquote art saw my character defects, it was a real eye-opening experience. Anyways, this at the fifth step, this is gonna, I'm gonna tell my sponsor and go through everything with her, and then I will also say, when I do this with my sponsees, it's always amazing the consistencies I see between people. It doesn't matter who the person is. A lot of times it's the same fear. A lot of times it's the same resentment. But different page, different story. And so pretty much I'm kind of in a confused state right now. That's all I can say today. But I'm looking forward to what everybody else has to say. And just lean in. And as Nancy says, recover, recover, recover. Thank you so much.
Thank you for your valuable share, Shelley E. Okay, so although we shall value your experience, we ask that you limit your sharing to every third day in order that others might share their experience too. So who would like to share? Please give me your first name, the first initial of your last name, and where you're calling from.
Nancy LJ, California.
Tina W, South Jersey.
And what was it, W?
Yes.
What was your first name?
Wendy M. Wendy M.
Second one? I got your Wendy. What, the second person, W in South Jersey?
Tina.
And get your first, Linda. Thank you. You're just very faint. Might need to speak up when you share. Okay, I've got Nancy LJ, Linda W, Wendy M. Who else would like to share?
Bruce E. in Florida.
Alexis F.
All right, Alexis, where are you calling from?
New Jersey, East Coast Park.
Okay, great. So I've got Nancy LJ, Linda W, Wendy M, Bruce E, and Alexis S. Anyone else in this lineup? All right. So if everyone please mute your phone except for Nancy LJ, please go ahead, Nancy, followed by Linda W.
Hi, good morning. Thank you. Good morning, everyone. I'm Nancy LJ in California. I'm driving and the heater is blasting, so it might be a little noisy. I'm so grateful for this reading. For me, the fifth step has been, other than the first step, the second step, third step, it's just been the most liberating. I was raised in secrets. I had a father that was severely mentally ill, and back in those days, in the 50s and 60s, that, you know, that wasn't like it is today. You know, there's, thank God, so much more education and acceptance. But then it was just, you know, kept a secret. You know, my dad would be raging at night, and the next day I'd be walking to school, and I'd see people peeking out, you know. Oh, look, she survived, whatever, you know, but just a lot of shame, a lot of secrets. So when I first did my fifth step, I was just sure that was, you know, that would be the end of me and my sponsor's relationship, because, you know, once I unveil this stuff, and all I got, we've heard so many people say before, is acceptance and love. And she shared things with me that were similar. And that's really been the theme of this program for me, is it's been my biggest comfort, is talking about something that I've thought or I've acted on or whatever. And the person on the other end of the line says, oh, boy, I hear you. I did this and this. And it just brings me, it's not that loneliness I've had my entire life is exponentially better. I mean, in general, I'm not lonely. I can't say it's gone, but in general, it's so much better. So, yeah, we're as sick as our secrets, that's for sure. This fifth step was amazing for me, and I've done it a few times and probably will a few more times before I die. I just want to keep sharing with another fellow, with God, and no more secrets here. So thank you so much for all of you doing service today and everybody on the line. Grateful here in Southern California, and thank you all for your prayers for our situation here, and I pass.
Thank you, Nancy L.J. in California. Next up is Linda W. in South Jersey, followed by Wendy M.
Hi, I'm not Linda, I'm Tina, T-I-N-A.
Tina, thank you. I had trouble hearing
I was
you.
A
you.
Little,
go ahead, Tina.
Yeah. Tina from South Jersey. I came in November of 2000, and I didn't do my fifth step with my sponsor. I wanted to do it with my therapist, but then I did it with my husband, which I would not recommend. But that's how closed off I was. That's how distrustful I was. But I did feel the sunlight of the spirit and the wind blowing through my hair at the top of the mountain in a way I'd never felt before, because I felt guilty on everything on that list. Even things people did to me, I felt guilt about. And this guilt would just haunt me all the time. And this is what drove me to eat, one of the reasons why I ate. I felt bad about what people did to me as a child. And that needed to come out. And I did many subsequent fifth steps, but I never had the spiritual experience, mainly because I didn't put all the food down. I have to be honest about that. It'll be 4 years on the 25th of this month that I put all the food down, and then I was catapulted into the fourth dimension. The inventory is meant to humble me, I think, and to connect me to other human beings, because I was isolated. I mean, a lot of the things that went on as a child were not my fault, and I ate over them. And they needed to get me to open up. So even in the beginning 4 years ago of doing doing part of the 10th step, which is part of the fifth step, which is to tell somebody, recovered people would say, hold it right there, Tina. I have the same exact situation in my family, so there's no judgment here. And I finally could breathe, because this disease lies to you. It tells you all twisted types of information that are lies, and the truth is what sets you free. And telling the truth about what happened, what I did, what they did, just having a witness to that, somebody who'd been through it too, somebody else who was hurt, somebody else who ate over these situations, brought me into an inner circle, into a spiritual family that just opened the doors to the spirit for me. And my story is a little bit different. You know, I didn't just go from A to Z. I had to go through B and all the other letters to finally get to the point where I could see exactly the nature of my wrongs. I just generally could see them, you know, but I never really fully saw where I was wrong and how I was selfish. Selfishness isn't always like you're not giving, you don't care. It can be trying to get what you need through manipulation and barking up the wrong tree. And man, when I started to share those fifth steps with people who were kind and loving and recovered, I was barking up the right tree, and I could finally breathe. So thank you for letting me share. I pass.
Thank you, Tina W. in South Jersey. Next up is Wendy M., followed by Bruce E.
Yes, good morning, Wendy M., recovered in Boulder, Colorado. Wasn't sure who I was for a minute. Thank you, moderator, and everybody on the line. So I grew up, I would describe myself as fake. I would act really nice to everybody, right? And then in the corner by myself, I was shoving all of my rage down with food. That's what I did with food. I shoved myself down. So I didn't even know who I was when I got the program. I had no idea. Oh, and by the way, by being nice to people, what I was really doing was pushing people away as quickly as possible. I never admitted anything to anyone. And I sort of had friends, but I've never admitted my insides to anyone. So what did the program give me? First, it gave me an insight on who the hell Wendy was. That was the beginning, right? And then I get to do, you know, resentment, harms, fears. And then I get to look the world in the eye. And this is going to be the first time in my life that I got to look the world in the eye. It meant that my insides matched my outsides. And when I got to tell my sponsor about, you know, my defects of character, everything, right, like other people are saying, they were like, oh, yeah, me too. Yeah, me too. And that's what I say to my sponsees. Oh, honey, me too. You know, you're not alone. But there's something so freeing about telling somebody something that you don't want to tell them. There's something profound. And there's something about getting to God in that moment. Even last night, I send my food ahead of time to my food sponsor. And last night, I wrote her and I said, I had the following extra. And that's a fifth step, just telling somebody something that I need to tell them. Why? Because I need to own my actions. My insides have to match my outsides. I must tell you. I must fifth step that to get honest. And when we're honest, we get God. And then I'd also say that my defects block me from my assignment from God. So God has given us all assignments. So this thing is not a design for how to get skinny, a design for how to manage and control my food. This is a design for living, right? God wants us alive, happy, joyous, and free. My assignment is to be happy, joyous, and free. That's because I will be more useful to the sick and suffering, to the newcomer, to whoever I'm going to be useful for. And knowing we have an assignment is way bigger. This is like a bigger thing happening. Like being useful, having an assignment from God is way bigger. Yeah, thank you. Than just, you know, what's on my food plan today. Thank you.
Thank you, Wendy M. in Colorado. Next up is Bruce E., followed by Alexis F.
All right. Good morning. Thank you, everybody. And I'm grateful to be on the line here, grateful that I'm recovered today, grateful Bruce E. in Florida. And new assignment. Yeah, I got an assignment today. Yeah, I knew that. I didn't know that before program. I didn't know. You know, I was just trying to do my own thing all the time and struggling to get by. But now I can relax and accept an assignment. And a new attitude here. It says we've been trying to get a new attitude. Yeah, well, I need a new attitude. You know, I need a checkup from the neck up. Yeah, I needed a new attitude, checkup from the neck up. I had an attitude, had a negative attitude, so I needed a new attitude, a good attitude. A new relationship with my Creator. It doesn't say a relationship with my Creator. It says a new relationship with my Creator. So I had a relationship with my Creator before I got in the program. And one of my problems was that I let that get into ego and pride and arrogance. You know, I know God. You know, I know who God is. You know, I got that all down. I got the spiritual end of this thing down. But whatever I had, it wasn't working for me to put the food down. You know. It wasn't putting his food down. So I needed a new relationship with my Creator, a new way a new life. You know, I had to get a life and discover the obstacles in my path. Well, I mean, you know, I had plenty of them. The food was the biggest obstacle in my path, is getting in the way of everything, you know, and my own arrogance, my own selfishness, self-centeredness. Yeah, guilt and shame all were obstacles that were in my path. So we put our finger, it says here, on the weak items in our personal life. Now these are about to be cast out. Well, I mean, how do they get cast out? Well, God, I humbly ask you to remove the fear. That was a big one for me this morning, last night. Fear, resentment, anger. I humbly ask you to remove the fear. I humbly ask you to remove the resentment, the anger, and the retaliation. You know, those were the weak things in my inventory last night and this morning. So I humbly ask him to remove them. We admitted to God, to ourselves, and another human being. Now, I've heard people say, I admit it to God. I talk to God anytime. You know, I don't have to talk to other people about it. Well, it says here all three. Admitted to God, to myself, and to another human being. It's got to be the three. And the reason it has to be the three in my case, oh, thank you, is because I'll BS God. And I might BS another human, but the three together, pretty hard to do that. So it works when the three are together, and I pass.
Thank you, Bruce E. in Florida. Next up is Alexis F., and then we'll open the line. But before Alexis, I just want to remind everyone, we're on page 72. Hold on. Just one minute. Page 71, at the beginning of Chapter 6, Into Action. The first paragraph, having made our personal inventory, through one paragraph, ending program, sorry, is it page 72 or 71? When I look at my book, it says page 72. But my notes say 71. Anyway, we're at the beginning of chapter 6, having made our personal inventory.
Page 71, the top.
Okay. Okay, thank you. Go ahead, Alexis.
Yes. I made my inventory, and I heard other people say that their inventories weren't complete, so I thought, I'm very impressionable. I thought, well, my inventory isn't complete because I have thoughts of the past every once in a while also. Sometimes I exaggerate them and I say, you know, this is reality, what's happening and what happened in the past. And I make plans for it, you know, like to change myself. But isn't that the category where you say, what would you do different in your inventory? And this is what I would do different in the past. In a sense, that's my amends, what I would do. Coulda, woulda, shoulda. I should have done better. I would have done better. I could have done better. Can doing better is not doing better. So, when I was a little girl, my father left for a little while. I loved my father dearly. And I started doing what my father did to other people, causing it, making it happen without my realizing it and then blaming them for it. Patterns, you know, patterns in your life that you have to realize that you're fulfilling, they're fulfilling your script, you know, from what happened when you were little. my sponsor said to me today, you're going into the past again. I heard somebody going into it, so I went into it. Real or not real? She said, I want to hear your gratitude list for a while. My gratitude list is in the present. In the present, I'm working the program. I'm working on walking, and I'm doing a good job of it. I'm working on taking care of myself, and I'm doing a good job of it. And I'm working on getting closer to God.
Fine.
Thank you.
All right, thank you, Alexis F. in New Jersey. So we now have time for more shares. And please remember, if you shared on Monday or Tuesday, please let others share. And if you're new or haven't shared before, please jump in today.
Rachel L., San Diego, California.
Rachel L.
Lori P. from California.
Lori P.
T is on Tom.
P, thank you. All right, we'll get started with Rachel L., followed by Lori T. Go ahead, Rachel.
Hi, Rachel L., compulsive overeater from San Diego, California. I am in the hospital right now, so I may get cut off if a nurse walks in, so I apologize for that in advance. But I remember doing my first fifth step, and my sponsor was so amazing with it because I told her, I was like, I can't tell you all this stuff because you won't look at me the same again. You'll look at me differently. And she assured me that nothing I could tell her that I've done with food that she has not heard before or she has not done herself, so she would not be, you know, disgusted by anything. And, you know, and when we started getting down to the nitty gritty, I was, you know, I love her so much. I was like, you know what? I was all in my feelings and all of that stuff. I said, you know what? You're not invited to my birthday party anymore, you know. And she goes, don't worry about it. I'll go to your next one. And I was like, you know what? Okay, whatever. But I, at the end of it, you know, I knew I didn't fully say everything because I was really ashamed of everything. But she kept asking me and saying, hey, you know, are you sure there's nothing more you want to tell me? Are you sure there's nothing more you want to tell me? And for the first time, I felt guilt because I used to eat my feelings. And I was laying there in bed, tossing and turning, and I had to Google what this feeling was because I have never felt it before because I used to just eat it. So finally I text her, and because it was like late at night, and I text her everything, and I just poured out in this whole message, and I said, you know what, yada, 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 this is everything I should, you know, this is the two things I should have said, and I apologize for not saying it, but now I can finally sleep. And I slept so good that night because I got everything out, and I felt so complete. And it was just this amazing feeling of just knowing that, you know, between myself, my sponsor, and God, I was able to remove all those resentments, all those fears, all those just disgusting feelings that I've been carrying around on my back for the last 27 years. And I finally was able to release all of that. So I've done, you know, a couple fourth and fifth steps since then. But that first one was just like the, you know, that little nail opening up the big, huge dam that let out the floodgates, you know. So it was just, it was amazing. And I love my sponsor so much for walking me through that. And, you know, I know a lot of people get lost on, you know, the fourth and fifth step, but I'm so happy she was so supportive to be there for me, to walk me through it. But yes, thank you so much for letting me share, and I'll pass.
Thank you, Rachel L. in California. Next up is Lori T., and then we'll open the line for more shares.
Hi, I'm Lori T. from California. Safe from the wildfires, thank God. it's been really awful here with the smoke and the ashes and all those poor people. But I just wanted to give praise to God for a miracle that happened to me. I was skiing in Utah, and God put a young lady next to me. And I'm a compulsive overeater / bulimic for so many years on and off. But ever since God planted this young athlete next to me on the chairlift, we had a conversation, and she told me that, you know, I told her she looked like really good, like thin as a rail. And she's like, oh, no, I weigh X amount. And I was like, you're kidding. And she's like, no, it's all muscle. I'm an athlete. And I just said, I don't know, it just changed my whole perspective on what I weigh and stuff, because the goal is to be healthy and have muscles, and that weighs more. So I just feel free from not having to practice overeating or bulimia in like the last, I don't know, 30 days of it. I'm a newcomer again. I've been a newcomer over and over since I was 17, and I'm 62 today. So there you go. I just wanted to share that miracle. And yeah, in AA, I wrote a long four step, like a novel. And after the fifth, I felt very free. But I would like to work the steps in OA. I haven't done that yet. So if there is like a step sponsor out there that'd like to guide me through, please let me know. Thank you.
Thank you, Lori T. And sponsors who are available will be sharing at the end of the meeting. So you can share your name and number and get correct names and numbers for sponsors at the end of the meeting. So stick around. All right. We have about time for three or four shares. Who would like to share?
Andy,
where are you calling from?
New York.
Thank you, Anne.
Paul P.
Was that Paul?
Paul, yes.
And where are you calling from, Paul?
Rhode Island.
All right. So that Andy, Paul P. Who else would like to jump in today? It's a beautiful day to share on the beginning of chapter 6, step 5.
Malka S.
Malka S. And where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Mexico.
Okay, shall we start with those? So if everyone please mute, Ann B. from New York, go ahead and start, followed by Paul P.
Hi, I'm Ann B. I'm a compulsive overeater from Westchester United Intergroup in New York. And I don't like the word recovered, but I have been abstinent 20 years. My first step 5, I remember my sponsor invited me to her home, and she was this very wealthy woman with this huge house. It was really a beautiful setting. And I remember, it took 3 or 4 hours, and she listened to me for 3 or 4 hours. And I had never had anyone listen to me before. You know, I grew up in a home where my parents were preoccupied with other things. I wasn't encouraged to talk much. My father would tell anecdotes at the table, and we were supposed to listen. We weren't asked anything. And this idea that this woman would listen to me for 3 or 4 hours, it was phenomenal. And at the end, she said, "That's beautiful." And I was just flabbergasted. I really relate to this idea of the difficulty of deciding what's my side of the street, you know, because in many cases I felt responsible for things that were not my fault, and I felt not responsible for things that were my fault. And this business of that sort of subtle knife of determining what is the difference between my side of the street and other. When am I trying to fix other people, and when am I trying to fix me? And my responsibility is to fix me, not to fix other people. That was a really important lesson that I learned in the program, and very freeing. Because if I am keeping my side of the street clean and other people are angry at me, That's their problem, not my problem. Somebody's unmuted. And and that's been very, very freeing. So I will pass.
Thank you, Anne B. from New York. Next up is Paul P., followed by Monka S.
Paul P. here, and compulsive reader. I took my fifth step with my wonderful sponsor. And as I was doing the step and talking to him, and I was holding back, but I finally let it all out. I told him everything. And I left and went outside, and a chill came over me, and I looked up into the sky and I said, "Thank you, dear Lord, for giving me this wonderful day." It was just an awesome feeling that I had, and I just want to share that with everybody. Thank you, and I'll pass.
Thank you for sharing that, Paul P. in Rhode Island. Next up is Malka S., and then we'll have time for one or two shares.
Hi, this is Malka S., calling from Mexico. So gratefully, I will say the word recovered, compulsive overeater, after just going through working the 12 steps with my sponsor, and I am so grateful. Trying to get a new attitude, a new relationship with my creator has been a very interesting process over the last, I would say, 10, 12 years. It's been only coming to programs in the last few months, but kind of exploring a new relationship with my creator, with my God, over the last many years. It's very different now. And I think it feels that from doing this inventory and from working these steps, that my relationship is so much more real, and that a lot of the layers of you know, myself, my ego, and a lot of those layers have been removed. And it's truly a miracle. It's like, yeah, it's, I find it, I'm sort of in disbelief still, and it's quite miraculous. What doing this work and this action, actionable recovery does. Kind of one of the things that I feel that I do differently now is that, you know, whereas before, if I were to have a resentment, or if something were to happen, let's say with my husband or with one of my kids or just a family member or a friend, like if I were to get very upset about something, I would automatically like think about what they did wrong, and I would put myself into a victim mode. And now, after taking this, I think the inventory was a huge part of this for me, was just like seeing, where am I at fault? Like, where, not even at fault, but where is this affecting me and my character defects and my, because, you know, nobody's perfect. We all have character defects. I have a lot of character defects that I've been coming to be more honest about. And now I kind of look at that, and I look at where I can, you know, clean up.
Fine.
And with that, I'll pass, and thank you so, so much. Have a great day, everyone.
Thank you, Malka S. in Mexico. All right, we have time for one share or two short shares.
Joanne L.?
Yeah.
We have Joanne L. And what was the last one?
Maria.
And Maria, what's your last initial?
Maria T.
T. And so Joanne L., please go ahead and share where you're calling from. If you guys could each take like less than 2 minutes, that'd be awesome.
Uh-oh. Okay. I got to hurry. Hi, everybody. I'm Joanne L. from Rhode Island, and I am a compulsive overeater. But first, I just want to say, you know, when I did this step, I first of all had to make a decision in step three that I was going to turn my will and my life over to the care of God as I understood him. And I remember the one thing my sponsor said was, are you ready to do this work? Because if you're not, then we're not going to go forward. And I was so ready because I was hurting so bad. And then in the fourth step, you know, this is another thing that I have always learned. It says, make a fearless moral inventory of ourselves, not a fearful. My sponsor never said, Joanne, you're going to be in such fear that you're going to hate this step. No, you know, in the step four step, I was so ready to do this because I was hurting so much that I proceeded just like it says. I made it fearless so I wouldn't have to pick up the food and eat over everything I was about to write. And then in the fifth step, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being, the exact nature of our wrongs. Well, you know something, my sponsor, she was so opposite of me. Oh, my goodness. And I didn't know how I was ever going to tell her everything. And I told her every single thing. Well, of course, we had to meet more than once, you know, to get through this inventory because it was so much. And she never, never, never blinked an eyelash. She never put me down. And it was just what Paul said. It was the greatest thing on earth, you know, that I could have done for myself. And that's it. And I thank you very much. I pass.
Thank you so much, Joanne L. in Rhode Island. Next up is Maria T. And please share where you're calling from.
Hi, this is Maria T. And I'm calling you from Norway.
Wait, if you could keep it to about 90 seconds, please.
Okay, I will definitely try. My name is Riam, and I am a compulsive eater. I've just done a step five. I've done many, 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 many step fives. I've been in OA for many, many years. I've been in Vision for You as well. And, you know, I had to leave the program for about a year and a half to work on some deep internal stuff that was blocking me from a higher power. And today, you know, I don't have that block. My higher power today is my loving parent. And the biggest block for me was the lack of honesty and the shame of just who I was, every single thing that I did wrong. I just felt so ashamed of it. And, you know, learning that I'm human, I make mistakes. And, you know, accepting that other people make mistakes as well. You know, they might do something that's going to hurt me, or, you know, I might feel aggrieved by what they've done or what they've said. But at the end of the day, they're human as well. And I just, you know, today, after I've done my step five this time round, I feel so much more compassion for myself and for other people. And that is a miracle. That really is. That is God. That is really God. So thanks for letting me share, and I'll finish there. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Maria T. from Norway. Okay, so we'll now close with the reading from the Big Book on page 164, followed by the Serenity Prayer. And will Luann C., please read A Vision for You. Our book is meant to be suggestive only.
Thank you. My name is Luann C. I'm a compulsive overeater, recovered just for today in Boise, Idaho. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously, you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to him and to your fellows. Clear away the record of the past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until then. Thank you for letting me do service.
Thank you.